Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
That's right, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn. And I am currently, well, half standing, I'm standing, and sat here with Kate Regal-Van-West, who is not only a circus performer, musician, and digital artist, but a doctoral student at the Auckland University-affiliated Dance Studies Program for Brain Research. There's a whole program for dance and brain research.
There's not, no.
I've been misinformed.
You have the right things. They're just not one thing. They're two things. So I'm working between the dance studies department.
Right.
Thing one and the Center for Brain Research.
So you're bridging those disciplines.
Exactly.
Is it just you that's out there doing that kind of research, or are you one of a few?
There's one other PhD student that's housed in the dance department with me who's working between those two departments. And I'm sure there's tons of other interdisciplinary students out there, but I think we might be the only two housed in dance, specifically working with the CBR.
That's not Carlene, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had her on the show a little while ago.
Ah, nice.
So the dance or the movement practice you are looking at in particular is what?
It's poi, but it's poi. So as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from New Zealand, so I'm from the US, and I actually learned poi there like a decade ago.
You learned poi in the US?
Yeah, so poi happens all over the world, actually. So the type of poi that I'm looking at, the movements and stuff are similar to Māori poi, but it doesn't have that same cultural context because poi actually happens all over.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of groupified, like capoeira or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And in terms of it being good for your health, what kind of research or what kind of studies are you doing that is leading you to glean this data?
Yeah, so there was actually no studies before, so there's no, like, literature we can look at or something, but we have our personal experiences, those people that have done poi, and say, oh, it feels really good. So... That's great, but
that's a feeling, but it's not exactly scientific, is it?
Yeah, that's a good start. So what I did is I just completed a large randomized controlled study. So I had 79 healthy older adults. And
define older.
Over 60.
Over 60, okay.
The average age was 69. And basically, I randomly allocated them to either learn poi or tai chi because I needed a control group.
Right.
And so I did a whole bunch of measures before and after they learned poi and tai chi, physical, cognitive, and emotional measures. So the short, simple version is they did a bunch of tests, then they learned poi and tai chi, and then they did the tests again. It's a little more complicated than that.
And there was an improvement, yes?
Yeah.
Wow.
After 1 month of doing poi or tai chi twice a week, both of the groups improved in their balance, their grip strength, their memory, and their attention. And the tai chi group also dropped their blood pressure.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, there are quite a few studies out there that are saying you might not want to, but force yourself in your later years to learn something new, you're kind of creating new neural pathways, and that helps shield you against Alzheimer's and dementia and things like this. But one of the things I'm guessing that dance might be good for is body balance and kind of maintaining your body strength and not having falls and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, what's great about poi is it has both, like, cognitive and physical dimension. And what you said before about, oh, you might not want to, but the thing is, like, poi is really fun. Not for everybody, you know. There's not a one-size-fit-all thing for every person, but most people that try poi, they have a really good time doing it. And that shouldn't be underestimated because you're not going to do something if you don't want to do it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Even if you do want to learn a new thing, it's probably a lot more gentle than trying to learn Russian.
Yeah. Yeah. The learning curve is quite gentle, so you can get a poi going in a circle and already just that alone, you think, oh, wow, I can do it. This is
right.
Neat. And then that's kind of a gateway.
Entry
gateway, doing more.
Gateway poi. So entry level is kind of nice and acceptable. And then, for example, if if adults of that age continue on with this, is it something they can continue to learn, or does it kind of, do you hit a ceiling? What would you be recommending? What does your research suggest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think any, I'm not researching like advanced poi versus beginner, like I have no idea what the difference would be in terms of the benefits. I imagine just doing the activity itself is beneficial no matter what level you're at. But there's definitely room to grow with it, just like anything. Like, it gets harder and harder. You plateau, you have to work harder to right. learn new things, like any skill. But if you enjoy it, it'll stay fun the whole way. And I teach poi now, like to people in nursing homes, people who can't stand up, all sorts of things. So you even if you're physically or cognitively deteriorating, you could still carry on your poi practice as well, to some degree.
Do you think there's also a kind of a bonus that bringing awareness to the movement practice itself might bring awareness to maintaining the Māori tradition, kind of passing that on as knowledge?
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I came to New Zealand is because I wanted to include that Māori discourse and way of thinking in the way that I'm thinking,
right.
Just to be here to observe. And so for this first study, I studied the type of poi that I know that doesn't have the like cultural significance that Māori poi has, with the idea that this could lead to other studies. Not like I'm not here to tell Māori something they don't already know about poi. Like
right.
they know that poi is amazing. But just maybe to shed new light on one of their own tonga, and they can use that information however they want. And maybe in the future, it will be absolutely amazing to work specifically with Māori poi, with Māori populations. Like, I would love that.
Oh my God. Well, that amazing, amazing body of research, and may it continue. Thanks very much, Kate.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more, you just kind of get in contact with the uni?
Spinpoi.com.
Spinpoi.com. There you go. There's even a website. I'll check that on the podcast for you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.